Hello, podcasters. Welcome to it. Thank you for hitting download.
Welcome to the podcast. Whoa.
Oh, you're car washing the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
No?
No, I don't hate it.
I like it. Maybe we should get Beck to re-record our opener to just be the car wash.
Oh, will she be more peppy than she is in our current opener?
From the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast, it's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Honestly.
Come on,
Beck. We love her, but get a bit more pep in your voice, please, Beck.
Do more than one take. Like, did she just do that and go, okay, those are the words I need to say. All right, I'm ready to go. And
I'd
go,
say so.
We've already sent it off.
And she just had some bad news probably. You know, because she's just no smile in her voice.
Yeah, maybe she's heated up her lunch and she didn't put it on for long enough, so it's cold in the middle and she's a bit, ugh.
We love you though, Beck. Thank you.
Here's the Alien Taz podcast, I guess.
Hey, there's more pep in today's show. We recap your coaching of me at netball last night, which was interesting.
Look, Ellie does admit that there is improvement in her game when Benny and I are there on the sidelines making fun of her the whole time.
Sure.
Also, I said, give us a wave, Chaney.
Oh, did you?
When you were going back to your circle and you looked over and gave me this really awkward smile. Oh. It's up on our socials if you want to see the video.
I probably didn't hear what you said.
I said, give us a wave, Chains.
I'm in the game.
You just looked at me and then looked away again like, huh.
Head's in the game, bro.
We were also the only ones in the crowd.
Yeah.
We need to get you a bit more of a crowd.
We don't get much of a crowd at the games. That's okay. Whatever. I don't even care.
I'll come down every week.
No, that's okay. You just want to come perv on the hot chicks.
I'll come down every week.
Hey, enjoy the podcast.
When's the next game?
Speak to you. You're banned. Speak to you soon.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
We are Ellie and Taz. You feel good drive home across the sunny coast.
We're not just any Ellie and Taz. It's Coach Taz. Thank you very much.
Well,
I put on my coach hat, had the whistle. Mm-hmm. I mean, the ref told me off for blowing the whistle mid-game, but I was there to support you yesterday at your Moolabar Reds game.
This all happened because a couple of weeks ago I had a game. I play every Tuesday night and I came on here the next day. I said, look, I don't feel like I pulled my weight in the team last night. I feel like I let the team down. And you said, well, I'll coach you. And then you told our boss, Benny, who coaches an under-5 soccer team.
Yes.
And he said, well, I'll coach you too. And then all of a sudden last night you rock up at my game.
Well, it was rainy too. I wish the weather had been a little nicer for us. But we're here to help you.
Are you?
We want to see you succeed. Or if you're going to fail, at least be there for it so we can see it.
Can I say there was not one single tiny bit of help that you actually gave me last night? Like no tactical help, no encouragement. A few sledges were thrown.
We don't really know the rules of netball, so it is quite hard. So we just kept all of our guidance pretty generic. Have a listen. We sat down with our superstar center before the game to see how she was feeling.
Look, I'm a bit nervous. I think I'm going to have to be in centre the whole game, which is a lot of running.
Any stars on your team we need to keep an eye out for?
Everyone but me is the star. They're all really good. Like, you'll see that I'm the worst in the team by far.
Confidence was down, but energy was at an all-time high.
I just had some pre-workout. I'm buzzing.
Okay, and what are we...
Chaney just went to catch it before and dropped the whole thing.
Eyes on the prize, Chaney.
The game had only just begun and Ellie was already getting penalised. Luckily, Laura, their regular centre, helped us out. What was that? What's that,
she
Laura?
She had a watch on her wrist. But no, you're not allowed to wear any jewellery. And Ellie was obviously counting her steps.
One of the best parts of the night, a ref from one of the other teams came over to us and said, don't let Ellie leave with her bib. Apparently, she takes them home all the time.
Is it true that Ellie steals those things?
The centre bib?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got loads of one in her bedroom.
It's true. It's good mail.
Really?
The ref just gave us some intel.
Oh, it was actually a penalty from Ellie.
Well, beforehand, she didn't even know the rules. She stepped inside the circle. The ref had to say, get out, champ.
And then their coach even said, I don't even think Ellie knows the rules.
Come on, out of the circle, mate. Learn the rules. Come on.
Ended up being a really strong win for the Moolabar Reds. Let's go to the sideline for a post-game chat.
Oh, look, there's no individual performances in a team test.
Right.
Every woman for themselves. Yeah. No, wait, every woman together.
Oh, okay.
Opposite of every woman for themselves.
You heard her. It's every woman for themselves. Look out, Moolabar Reds. Ellie is coming. I did suggest we go for a beer afterwards, and this was her response.
I'm drinking nothing but the taste of victory tonight. There you go.
Nothing but victory.
I believe I said that before the game. Okay. not after we won. I feel like saying it after we won.
You were rubbing it in their faces afterwards.
I was not.
Real poor form. We did ask our secret club last night on our Instagram. You can join it at any time at 919CFM on Insta for some tips that we can shout at you.
Yeah.
One that I didn't quite get to you on the time was from Barker 427.
Yeah, what did Barker say?
They've said, I've seen better catches from Pete at Malulabar Fisheries.
You didn't even see me play, you dirty dog.
Oh, and then Legend Vance came up with this one on Insta. If you're looking for a reason to drink tonight, this is it.
Okay. Yeah, the taste of victory. I told you, okay?
I love it. You did well. Well done, Shaney.
Thanks, Bob.
Ellie and Taz. Get ready now. On 91.9 CFM.
Do you know what I've learnt today?
Mm.
I'm not really a big astrology type gal.
Okay.
But apparently today, Taz, is the Taurus new moon, which is the most powerful day for, wait for it.
Yes.
Manifesting.
No, you love manifesting.
I just think, you know, power of positive energy is a beautiful thing.
Yes.
So I thought that you and I today could manifest some things and then we'll check in again in a couple of months.
Namaste.
No, that's not
No.
Oh,
sorry.
That's not manifesting. Okay. Manifesting is just like putting the positive energy out into the world.
What about Ross Unagi? Is that similar? No, different. Okay, different again.
Different again. What do you want to achieve, Taz? What do you want to put out into the world?
I
want to
be half as rich as Ellie Cheney by
35. Well, my bank account is by far the emptiest it has ever been.
So you're telling me that my dream is coming true today? Because you are now officially poor because you have a mortgage.
Yes, your bank account.
It works!
See?
The Taurus new moon.
There you go. All
right,
all
these
in that
girls
case
that said, what star sign are you on the first date? I take it back. You're not a weirdo.
Yeah, quick, open your online banking. See how big your bank account's just grown. All right, well, in that case, if you're manifesting that, I'm going to also manifest, can I please, universe, if you're listening.
Yes, this is a universe.
If I could have $1 million, that would be really nice.
Where would you like this million to come from?
Someone who doesn't need it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Big boss of
Ben. Sultan of Brunei or something. He could swing me a cheeky meal.
Actually, he sent me an email the other day saying that he needed $1 million.
There you go.
I'm thinking of giving it to him.
He's manifesting well too then.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM. It's your Feel Good Drive Home with Ellie and Taz. Never get
this is 91.9 CFM. We're Ellie and Taz.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. What?
What comes next?
Friday.
Correct.
Saturday,
good job, buddy.
Sunday.
That's really good singing.
Anyway.
I'm so proud of you. Are you done or do you want to keep going?
No, I thought you were just going to keep talking and leave me in the background.
Nah, did something different.
It's time to celebrate your mum. Thanks to Campbell and Bradley Flowers, premium quality flowers that don't cost the earth. On 91.9 CFM. Mama. It's Elliot
Tazza's
Mother of All Bouquets.
Monday,
Tuesday. No, we're done.
So how this works, Sunny Coast, we're super excited to bring you this. It's called the Mother of All Bouquets. We went to Campbell and Bradley Flowers and said, hey, we want the biggest bouquet that you've ever put together. String it together for us and we will give it to one amazing mum just before Mother's Day.
Yeah, so we've said if you want your mum to win this, hit up our website, 919cfm.com.au, and register. Give us a reason why your mum deserves this massive bunch of flowers.
Tell us about your mum and we could be putting you on the shortlist. Time to add another person to the shortlist. G'day, Danny. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Hello, Danny. Tell us about your mum.
Oh, where do I start? She's nearly 77. She, when I went through breast cancer and chemo and radiation and everything, she was helping me look after my, well, she's now 12-year-old daughter. She'd pick her up from school, drop her off at home because I wasn't allowed to drive.
Yeah.
She also looks after my stepdad.
Yeah.
And he's not very well. Like, he has trouble walking.
Yeah.
So she cares for him, as well as does her job in the mornings because she's a cleaner. And then she also looks after the lady upstairs because she's just been told that and she's 80-odd, yeah. nearly 90, and she looks after her as well because she's just been told she's got a year to live.
Oh, wow.
Sounds like she's a mum for everybody.
Yeah.
Like she's just everybody's mum.
On top of that, she runs Bribey Island Country Music Club.
Yeah, she does. Oh,
if we get to meet her, I want to ask her her thoughts on Texas Hold'em by Beyonce. Yeah. I'm sure that'll fire her up.
Is she a fan?
No.
No. Beyonce's not a true country artist.
Flat out. No.
Oh, dear. She sounds amazing, Danny. We absolutely love your entry here. You've pretty much said all of that in your entry on our website. It's why we gave you a buzz. You are, and your mum is, on the short list. We could be seeing you on Friday. Good luck.
Oh, thank you.
No worries at all. You just wonder how people like Danny's mum have any time for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're looking after that many people, it's just, so admirable.
Some of them are natural mums.
Yeah.
She is a natural mum.
Absolutely.
Born just mum. I love it. We love it. And that is what we need, Sunny Coast. If you've got the best mum on the Sunny Coast, we want you to register. 919cfm.com.au. It is thanks to Campbell and Bradley Flowers, premium quality flowers that don't cost the earth.
Live from Maroochydore, Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
This is
Bandle. I'm doing my star jumps. I'm getting ready. I'm doing stretches, okay? Because I am up against a superior enemy who goes by the name of Ellie Chaney. She's very cute. Cute little blonde thing. However, she is a menace at this game. She's an absolute monster. She takes no prisoners.
A lot of big words thrown around there. Big talk.
Monster.
From a
it's
tall
like
guy.
Seven letters.
Okay. Look, the way this game works is a beautiful internet site we call Bandle has broken down a song.
They call it Bandle
they
as well.
They call it Bandle, absolutely. Mm. They came up with it. No copyright here. We don't want to take any credit. They have broken down a well-known song into its layers.
Yes.
Drums, bass, organ. Today, saxophone is a layer.
Sunny Coast, you can play along with us. If you think you know what it is, 545-11919, you will win bragging rights over Ellie and I this afternoon.
Yep,
it is, of course, Ellie versus Taz right now as well.
Because
we haven't played.
I know, it's the beauty of it. Alrighty, are we ready for today's first layer?
I've taken my pre-workout. I'm ready to go.
The drum layer. Here we go. From 2002, by the way. We need to clarify.
Doesn't give much away. Unless anything happens at the end here.
At first, I was getting Billie Jean is not my lover
2002.
Vibes. But yeah, it's too late to be that. All right, let's go to the next. Hold on. Somebody is calling.
How have you
already?
Hang on, this is way too early unless they've played already. Maybe.
Call up. You're live on the radio. Have you played Bandle already today?
Have I? Yeah.
Oh, okay, you're coming back
down.
No,
we're going to put you back on hold there.
We're bringing you back down, you dirty dog.
No, okay, no cheaters here.
Oh, actually.
Yeah, I know what it is. You don't know what it is? Come on.
No, I did. I've got it, but... Yeah,
you're going to bring it up? Yeah, I'll give you this.
I was writing it down. Okay. Or do we go, what do you want?
It's Eminem.
Do you want to go, without me?
Yeah, keep playing.
Oh, hold on.
Hang on. Let's go to, the guy that called through just hung up.
Abby from Budrum, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Hello. Did you know which Bandle song it was?
Is it The Real Slim Shady?
Oh, no. I don't think it is The Real Slim Shady. This looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me.
It is.
We need a little.
And I've typed it into the website too. It's Eminem Without Me. You got the right artist though, Abby. We'll give you half a point for that one.
Well done, Abby. One of the layers here, saxophone. Did we know there was a saxophone in the... All right, the last one before we get to the verbal clue, Tazzy.
Yes.
The verbal clue is just a synonym of the
title. So without me.
What do you think it is?
It's going to be minus myself.
Absolutely right. Yay.
Ellie and Taz. Get ready now. On 91.9 CFM.
Thanks to my friends at the Lad Bible, they've put together a list of slang that you might be using if you're a millennial that Gen Z want to, us to stop using.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a list of things that we thought were cool. Mm-hmm. You might drop them in conversation thinking you're cool. You're down with the kids.
What did you say about me today? Because I was like, you were teasing me about not being cool. And I was like, no, I'm like, I'm not super cool. I'm not so cool that I'm intimidating, but I'm just like, relatable and cool.
And I said you were unrelatable and uncool.
I was like, that's the worst of both situations. But look, we can't judge this just you and I because you and I are both millennials.
We need a genuine Gen Z on the show. Luckily, we do have Danny. She's part of our team at the moment. How old are you, Danny?
I am 21.
Okay, and smack bang in the middle of Gen Z.
Now, Danny is fast becoming my favourite person in the building.
Easily.
Because she just roasts you. Whenever you see her, she's got a roast ready and raring to go. Like, I walked in today, literally she didn't even say hi. She just goes, that cardigan makes you look like a middle-aged woman. And I, for some reason, I live for her roasts.
I went out to her today and I'm wearing something new and I went, roast me. And she goes, oh my gosh, what's wrong with me? I can't seem to make fun of you. I can't see anything to make fun of.
You know what, Ellie? You do it to yourself. I'm sorry.
Okay, so we've got the list here. Ellie, I've got the list. Mm-hmm. Danny, you need to tell us what's going on. I'll give you the thing that we think we're using. Mm-hmm. Tell us if it's still cool or if it's not.
Yep.
YOLO.
No way.
Oh, you can't say YOLO anymore?
Oh my God, no way.
YOLO came in when Ellie and I were about 17, 18, and we thought it was the coolest term to use.
I
you
definitely.
Only live once, YOLO. What would you use instead of YOLO?
Oh my God, anything else.
Like Slay Queen or something?
Oh my God, Ellie.
Well, hang on, that takes me to number two. Slay is number two on the list.
I thought that Gen Z invented Slay. I'm trying to be Gen Z by using it.
Apparently it's not cool anymore. In or out?
No, it's so out. It's so overused.
So you can't say, like, that's a slay.
I mean, you know, ironically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You need to learn the difference.
So the replacement for slay, Lad Bible, have said that you can say that she ate that.
Do you say that, Danny?
Oh, my God. I'm actually about to leave.
Off.
Is that not cool?
No.
Am I too old to use that?
Oh. It's just so overused.
You can't use eight anymore.
No.
This is how out of touch even Lad Bible is thinking that this is what's cool. It's not.
Oh, okay. What else? Anything else?
Danny is on the front line of this.
So what's like a cool thing to say? Like, talk to me as if I'm your friend because your age. Like, oh, I went to a concert last night.
It was pretty hectic. I mean,
hectic. Oh, I say hectic.
Yeah. What about somebody has game? Would you say someone's got good game?
Okay. Yeah. No, that's a good one.
Okay.
Because
it says maybe game's heading out, but Riz is in.
Do you use Riz?
No. Not at all, no. I feel like Riz is just a very, like, it's, you know, we say it as a joke.
Okay.
Now, this is a new one for me. Have you ever heard of a type beat before?
No,
like
I have not.
Like a something type beat? Apparently, It's Giving is already on its way out.
Oh.
Okay, you know what? I use It's Giving a lot.
Okay.
Can you give us a context for It's Giving? Because this is kind of new for Ellie and I still.
Okay, for example, you walked into the station, your outfit, it was giving. Ellie's was not.
Danny, thank you so much for joining us, Sasami. We hope that we'd never have you back on air.
Oh, no, this is going to be a weekly segment. I'm going to get cooler.
Ellie and Taz. Get ready now. On 91.9.
I like that one. Ella Henderson. Alibi.
Let us know when you don't like one.
No, I'm not supposed to.
No.
Being radio, you're supposed to love every song that we play, which is lucky because I do.
You do love that song. Mm. Hey, written down on our little show prep sheet in front of me, what we're talking about right now, I don't know. You haven't told me, but you've just written, today is a big day for Ellie and nobody cares.
Correct.
Are you like 10,000 days old or something?
Close. Well, you are quite close with that. I mean, I don't know how many days old I am. But Taz, I just feel slightly offended, disappointed. Let down, insignificant. You just yawned.
Yeah, I'm yawning.
You just yawned
when's
halfway through
pump?
Me telling you.
Isn't under the pump.
How scene? Let down I was.
Ooh.
I cannot believe that I have, it's now 4:56.
Mm-hmm.
We're pretty much through the entire workday and nobody.
Are you going to tell, like, are people going to care after you tell them?
I hope so. I'm expecting my phone to light up in a hot second when I announce what everyone's missed today.
Okay.
Today, Taz, is my half birthday. Happy birthday. And no one has wished me a happy half birthday.
Sunny Coast.
Today I am 32 and a half.
We're about to give away $1,000 cash, okay? It's the other side of 5 o'clock.
birthday to you. Happy half birthday, Ellie Cheney.
If somebody comes on for Under the Pump after the news and they go, oh, happy half birthday, Ellie, how happy are you going to be?
I'll be very happy because, honestly, it's such a big day. And, oh, look, someone's calling through right now.
I'm how do take you know your half birthday?
Because it's 6 months till my birthday and it's been 6 months since my birthday. Lauren from Noosa, is that you?
Happy birthday, no. Ellie.
Thank you, Lauren.
Lauren, how much has she given you?
Well done.
Thank you. I've made it 6 months into being 32.
There'd be people listening to this right now whose real birthday it is today.
Well, in six months, I wish them a happy birthday.
It's all about...
Your line isn't great, Lauren.
But it's more interesting to listen to than Ellie.
I said it's all about you.
It's all
today.
About me. Just half as
well,
much.
Well, maybe half the segment. Since it's halfway to your birthday, only half the segment to be about your birthday.
That's fair. And to be fair, we're over halfway through the show and I haven't even mentioned that.
I feel another yawn coming on, Sunny Coast.
Lauren, you have made my day. Yeah, so mean. You know what, Taz, when it's your half birthday, Lauren and I are not going to acknowledge it, are we, Lauren?
Can I go home?
Yeah,
Lauren.
Don't even want to know, Taz.
I love you, sister. Thank you.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz, 91.9 CFM.
Can't touch this.
Stop. Tidbit time.
Alrighty, hit me with your tidbit for today. Any info that we haven't yet gotten out on the show, Tazzy?
I can't believe I didn't cover this a week and a half ago when it happened. Honestly, we are late to the party.
It's a belated titty.
25 years ago, a week and a half ago, High Five premiered in Australia.
1, 2, 3, 4, high five. 1, 2, 3, 4, high five. 1, 2, 3, 4, high five. Five in the air, let's do it together.
High five. Have you not? Why aren't you singing along?
Well, I just feel like, what you say 25 years ago?
1999 at premiere.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I was 8. Are you too old?
I was 6.
I watched it. Yeah, I feel like 6-year-olds were watching High Five, 8-year-olds. I was on to Neighbours by that stage.
I think you would have had a crush on one of the guys. I had a crush on one of the girls on High Five.
Of course, you have a crush on everyone.
I was 6.
That doesn't surprise me.
She's still cute to this day, Charlie, if you're listening from High Five.
Oh, she did radio.
Did she really?
Yeah, she did a breakfast show in CFM on the Gold Coast for years.
Well, I'm still interested, Charlie. I'm around
there
if you,
you
need.
I think my sister was into it. She's younger than me. But I'm too old, mate.
I'm only, what did you say, 16 months younger than you.
So when you were 6, that's a perfect show for you. When I'm 8, I'm watching Neighbours and The Simpsons. You know?
CSI Miami.
I was under Blue Heelers by that stage.
How to get rich quick as an 8-year-old. So yeah, 25 years ago, so if you did watch High Five like me back in the day, you now are officially old.
There you go.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. Back to me. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.